This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North convenience stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Good morning. Welcome to the Sports Radio 610 Outdoor Show on this Friday morning. I'm Captain Mickey Eastman, producing the Outdoor Show. This morning is Jace. All right. Weather, 75 down on the island this morning. A little bit cooler, but feels better, less humidity. But anyway, today we're looking at plentiful sunshine, high around 85, with winds will be north-northeast 10 to 15. Tonight, clear skies, low of 76, east-northeast 5 to 10. And then for tomorrow, sunny skies with a high of 86, northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. And looking at tides for today, these are Galveston Channel tide predictions. We have four of them. We're sitting on a low right now. That occurred at 1:08 a.m. It was a 1.5. We have a high coming up at 4:31 a.m. It's a 1.6. Then a low at 1:28 p.m., an 0.4. And then a high at 10:29 p.m., a 1.7. Sunrise will be at 7:10 a.m. Sunset, 7:11 p.m. Our moon phase right now is 13%. Headed towards our next full moon. And current conditions right now, it's offshore buoys down. That's been down for a while now. No reports off of that. But Galveston Channel looks like it's 79 degrees there with 86-degree water with a north-northeast wind at 3 to 5. And Eagle Point, it is 78 degrees with 84.6-degree water, north winds at 5 to 8. And Morgan's Point, 77 degrees with 84-degree water, northwest at 2 to 5 miles per hour. Barometric pressure is hanging around 29.90 inches and steady. So that's where we're at on our weather. And tides looks like a beautiful day. And hope somebody gets out and catches some fish today. Has a good time. Beautiful weather for it. All right. Now let's run up to Lake Livingston and check in with Jody Blair at Pinwall Campground and Marina and see what's going on in her neck of the woods. Good morning, Jody. What's up?
Good morning. It's been a busy week for me.
Has it? Well, that's good.
Yeah,
that's a good
thing.
Sure.
Yeah, exactly. I got my first morning show tenant. He's been listening for years.
Is that right? Okay.
Yes.
Well, that's cool.
Yep. But, yeah, the water is about, I think it's sitting, it's a normal stain, 87 degrees. It's about 98.7% full the last time I checked, with the mean water level at 130.74. So it's actually been, you know, pretty calm, pretty quiet fishing goes. Mm. Unless, you know, they're just out there going, you know, in different areas. I haven't really seen much action on the water this week.
Right.
But unless it was in my office, I really didn't see anything. But according to, like, you know, boat, you know, me selling boat launches and all, it was really quiet this week.
Well, that's never good. People need to get out
and
go fishing. It's a good time of year.
Yeah, that's what I heard. I have a friend of mine that he enters all the, you know, bass tournaments and stuff out here. And he said, you know, the water's just been too hot right now. It's starting to cool down. So he goes, in about a week, I'm going to be hitting it again. I said, okay.
Yeah. Well,
he just said that water's just too hot, and I was like, I don't see how that, you know, it was hotter in the summer and we were busy, busy. So I think everybody's just tied up with school right now.
School and getting ready for hunting season. And, you know, there's a lot of stuff going on right now. You know, fishing pressure down here on the coast has been kind of light too, believe it or
not. Yeah. Well, and you know, talking about hunting season, I was coming off the property, leaving last night, and there's, you know, a little deer running around, frolicking around Harry's old, you know, Harry's home. So, and then, you know, they're all on the side of the road. So I guess with the temperature dropping, they're all coming out from hiding now and just venturing out.
Well, and y'all's rut starts early in East Texas.
It does.
Earlier than the rest of the state, so. There'll be some rutting activity before too long. I think bow season opens this weekend.
This weekend, morning.
Yeah, everybody be bow hunting.
Yep. Not me. Give me a rifle. Give me a rifle.
Yeah. Guaranteed kill.
That's right.
I know a lot of guys that have ranches, they don't like people hunting with a bow on them because, you know, down in South Texas, it's so hard to find deer anyway when you cripple one. And a lot
right.
of times, you know, you don't get a good, perfect shot, good, hard, or long shot, and, man, it's hard to track them.
Yeah, unless you know how to really, really look for the blood and just follow the blood trail, it's sad because then they run off and die, and then that meat's wasted.
Well, not in South Texas. The coyotes and hogs will finish it off for you.
Yeah,
hey,
that's
a day
true.
Later, you'll find that deer, and there's nothing but bones left. I mean, they pick it clean. Crazy.
Well, I was reading that there was a guy that I guess has a ranch. It says East Texas, you know, that can range from here all the way up to Nacogdoches.
Right.
But he had a ranch, and he went to go check on his feeders and stuff, and he was finding his deer dead everywhere. They got some of that parasite that just, I don't know, it just gets in there. I don't know if it gets in their brain and makes them lethargic,
and then they just die.
Yeah.
Well, I haven't been hearing anything about it. I've been hearing about the screwworm fly, you know, close to the border.
I think that's what it was, because, you know, when he would find his deer, that would just be infested with all these little nasty little things.
Huh. I'll have to research that. That's crazy.
He said it's not looking good. He lost a lot of deer on his ranch. So I haven't heard anything else about it, but I did hear, you know, that
does
one.
Does he have like a high fence ranch or?
I think so. I'd have to find
it. Maybe CWD, chronic wasting disease. You know, there's a lot of that going on nowadays too.
Yeah, I'll research it and find it and send it to you today if I remember.
Okay, all right.
Mm-hmm. So
well, I'm sure there's still white bass being caught, huh?
Oh yeah, we have one. I think Livingston Outdoor, something like that. He's a guide, and he took it out last week, and, I mean, this family caught a bunch. So, they're still hitting it. It's still going. So don't give up. Get out here while, you know, you have the lake to yourself and catch them up.
Well, catfishing ought to be cranking up pretty good, too. I know Richard over on Conroe, which Conroe and Livingston are pretty similar, I think.
Right.
They've got a lot of catfish, but not as many as Livingston. But, their catfishing is really picking up, you know, with good eater size, table fare size, 2 to 4 pound catfish. Lots
and
of
there's been the bank fishing out here. We have a couple that come out and go bank fishing, and they walk all around. But the best place for them to hit them is right under our boat stalls, where people, you know, will dry dock their boats.
Right.
And they get up there and hide, and they've been catching some really big ones out there.
Really? Well, that's good.
Yeah. So I don't know what all happened on the water because, you know, like I said, I'm not getting very many boat launches, but I'm sure if they got out there and they know the honey hole, they're going to get them.
Well, there's a lot of the locals too. They keep it quiet and keep it to themselves.
They sure do. They sure do.
They don't say much.
Nope.
That's why they live there.
That's good. That's exactly.
Yeah, my dad just used to live right down the road from you there off 190. He used to live in on Alaska.
Okay, yeah.
He lived there for quite a while. And
those
guys up there kept a low profile. They'd get
they
a
sure
crappie
do.
Run going. They wouldn't talk to anybody.
Nope. Well, that's smart. That's their area.
It is. It's, and, you know, it's... You can't just give it away. Not when you
absolutely
work so hard
not
to find it and find your little
that's
honey
right
hole. Try to keep it
that's
yourself.
Right. Of course. So, but yeah, we're still running that special out there, and it seems to be, you know, getting some good traction because I've done, I mean, 8 leases in the past 2 weeks. So
well, that's good.
And that's, yeah, that's really good
available
for this time of year. I sure do. I'm going to do an audit this probably today. I think I have maybe, I want to say 15 that are going to be available. So come on out and grab them. They're going fast. We're still running that 12-month lease. You get 2 free. 6-month lease, you get 1 month free. And then, yeah, come on out. And then we're still doing that. I just went blank. Oh, if you mentioned that you've been out here, or, I mean, you heard us on the morning show, we'll give you that free boat launch and get out there and find your own little honey hole and rock them in. But give me a call Monday through Friday, 8 to 5, 936-209-4819. You can look us up at PenoisRVResort.com for our website. And then if you want to reach out to my email, it's going to be PenoisResort@WGPPM.com. And come on out. We're saving spots, and they're going fast. So get your little piece of the pie.
Well, you're in a good area, too. A lot of people deer hunt up through that area, and if they can't find
they
a
sure
place
do
to put their travel trailer or motorhome or what have you, that's a good place to stay.
And it is.
Pick up
because
and drive to your deer lease.
That's right. Because we have, I mean, even if you don't have a deer lease, we have the, like the National Forest where you can just get a day pass and go out there and
right
wear the proper gear, you know, and so you can be identified because you don't know how many people are going to be out there and, you know, get your tree stand or get your little pup tent and get out there. And
y'all have you have a lot of people that hunt that National Forest?
They do.
Do they?
They really do. And I don't think you actually have to call the game warden and get permission because it is, you know, public property or whatever, but you do have to have your license. Make sure you're wearing your orange vest and hats and, you know, so you can really be identified because you don't know who else is, you know, already snuck in there before you and they're already set up. So be careful.
Yeah, I think when you purchase your license, you get a permit for public hunting or something like that. You add it to your license where you can hunt these areas. Is that the way
yes
that works, or do you have to get a straight-up permit?
I think it is. I think they will, when you buy your license, they'll sit there and they'll ask you and they'll add that to it. But
yeah.
I can find that out and let you know because it's a good spot. We've got the big thicket out here where there's all kind of big deer coming down the road. I live off 190 heading towards the reservation and they're all inside the road. So they're stirring up. They're coming out.
Yeah. Well, that's good to hear. Yeah, and squirrel season opens tomorrow morning, too. No, October 1st. I'm sorry.
Yeah.
I misspoke on that.
There's I've
so much
got a
going
tenant
on right
that,
now. Teal season
yeah
closes Sunday, and bow season opens tomorrow morning. So
right. And I have a tenant that keeps asking me, because I tried cooking squirrel one time, and it stunk up my house so bad. He's like, well, you didn't cook it right. And he promised me he was going to make a big old batch of squirrel stew and let me try it, so I'm going to hold them to that.
Well, if you do it right, it's good.
That's what I heard.
Limb chicken, tree rat.
See?
Nothing like
yep,
it.
Yep, tree rat. And rabbit. I didn't think I was going to like rabbit. Rabbit is
no,
really good as well.
Good. Yeah.
Yeah. Well, my husband just started a hobby of raising rabbits. And I'm just like, these are too cute. Please don't tell me this is like stockpiling food.
Dinner is served.
Right?
As long as it doesn't end up like the rabbit did in the pot on Fatal Attraction or whatever that movie was with Michael Douglas.
Mm-mm.
Remember that?
I know. I was my
they
mom and daddy wouldn't
and
let me watch it.
That poor little girl's bunny rabbit was in the pot. On
no.
The
see, and he can't do that to my bunnies. I've already named him. If I'm going to name him, you ain't going to eat him.
No, if I got a name on him, you might want to not eat them. All right.
Yep.
Okay, Jody, we'll throw out your number again. Somebody wants to call you about inquiring for a spot up on Penwall.
It's going to be 936-209-4819.
All right. Good talking to you. Talk to you next
you
week.
As well.
See you now.
Yes,
all right,
sir. Bye-bye.
All right. That's Jody Blair up at Penwall Campground and Marina on Lake Livingston. All right, it's time for a break. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and sugar-free. First-round picks like watermelon, wild berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at brag-worthy prices. At your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to the Outdoor Show. All right, it's 4:18. All right, let's run up to Fayette County and see what's going on with Bob Green this morning. Good morning, Bob. How you doing?
Good morning. Well, I haven't stepped out yet to see if the cool front hit here or not, but I've been waiting on it for a week.
It might be a little better up your way, but down here it's, you know, kind of 76, yeah. 77, 78, whatever.
Still so hot in the afternoon, you open the door here and this side of the house faces
the west,
and it is cooking. And I got regular wood rails on one, go up and down the steps, and metal ones on the right hand side. And shoot, you don't touch them black ones coming up.
No, sir.
You just hang on to the cool side. But boy, it radiates off that white siding. Anyway, yeah, fishing's still, we're still about on the same mode right now. There's still some, as long as there's some bait, you know, off some of these points in the morning.
Yeah.
Not right at daylight. I mean, they just kind of waited more like 25, about 30 minutes, I guess, after it started getting light. Just about time you get ready to give up and hit something else. You'll catch one, and it kind of aggravates the rest of them. Get some started. And then everything else has been either deep bottom crankbaits. And, of course, this week they actually went to hitting a Carolina rig.
Right.
You didn't have to. They kind of went down instead of suspended. So either one, right now it seems like keep your shallow running crankbaits ready for in the morning, or underspin, or just anything that kind of mimics the shad. And throw them early. And after that, just a deep diver. Of course, my wrist was sore from last week for about 3 or 4 days. I'm just not used to
deep
throwing.
Divers, you know, yeah, you got to be used to it.
Yeah.
It's have like one I go a long time reels. Without working a topwater, and then I'll work a topwater all day long, and you can feel it then.
But that's, you know, we need some cooler weather to get that little topwater bite going up.
Yeah.
You know, because it's around the corner. I mean, it's any time now. But you know, like last year, we would they would first, at first they would start just knocking it out of the water, hitting at it.
Yeah.
And thinking it was just little fish, and then we threw in a like an underspin or chatterbait behind it, and they would hit it, and they end up being, you know, some 2.5-3 pound fish. So just because they knock it around a little bit don't mean they're just little fish.
That's always a big question down here, you know. But man, I must have been on little ones today. All they do is kept flipping my top water out of the water, and
yep.
A lot of times that's not true. I've seen big fish do it. Somebody can throw in there behind you if you had 3 or 4 knockups like that, where they'll flip that bait out of the water, and somebody can throw in there with a soft plastic or something else and catch it, and it'll be a big fish. You never know.
That's right. And it was last week when all the fish that we caught were just good size. That we didn't have a dink one.
Just good solids, huh? That's good.
Yeah, I mean, that must have been what was in there chasing that bait. And, of course, those deep divers, they're normally, of course, you know, that bait's good size. Of course, that bill sticks out about, well, some of them throwing sticks out about 3 inches in front of that bait. And I got a new one. I keep wanting to try it, and I haven't tried it yet. It's a deep diving crankbait, but inside of it, it's got like, it looks like 3 or 4 or 5 minnows built into a clear case.
Right.
And I haven't had a chance to try it yet, but it looks like that'd be something that they'll look at it and think, well, if they run through there, they'll get 4 or 5 of them.
That ought to catch their eye. Yeah, I want to try it. Sure.
And it was a set of 3, and they just get smaller as it goes down. So,
it'll
work. Just about bet on it, because you know, even when we used to fish for those schooling fish, we'd use those clear boy howdy.
Clear. Yeah, remember them?
Yeah, I know it. Well, they changed them up after. You know, they used to have one weight at the back where the tail would drop down.
Right.
And then they changed them to put the rattling BBs in it. I never did like those. I tried to keep all my old ones and, you know, where I could use them forever.
Yeah.
The other ones just didn't seem to work right.
Yeah.
Yeah. And, of course, those hooks, we would push the barbs down so... But a lot of times I actually take one of the middle one off and just have front and back. So, you know, and using those, we were wanting to get it right back in the water.
Right.
And get that fish off as quick as we could. But those days are over, so, you know.
Yeah, I wonder why those fish don't school like that anymore.
I have no idea. And nobody else seems to have an idea as far as parks and wildlife. They remember the days too. The older one that's been out here a long time. So, I mean, they would have to been here for nearly 9 years.
Yeah.
I mean, it's been nearly 9 years since those fish.
It's been a long time, man. I remember when I used to talk to you. You know, first half. You know, being on the show, I remember you were always catching schooling bass in the summer. Y'all were nuking them.
And it's
faded away. That's crazy.
That's how we made our summer and you know, a lot more traffic on the lake during the summer during that time. So, that's just talking about the good old days again. And you didn't care if it was 101 degrees, you know, because it's so exciting to see that.
Don't worry about the heat when it gets low.
Starts
working on you.
Yeah. Take a little boat ride to cool off and come back and fish some more.
Sure.
Oh, the hurricanes are getting closer to the coast, it looks like, the prediction.
Yeah, I just saw that on the news here where they've... Yeah, we'll see.
But
it's not going to be in the Gulf. It'll be in the Atlantic over on the East Coast. I think they'll just skirt them and then, you know, spin off to the Northeast like they always do.
Well, I got a son that they're on a cruise out there, so they're on their way back. So, but I don't think they're anywhere near that part. But we're babysitting this 130-pound Great Dane.
Oh, Lord.
We've been all week long. We've had it. So they'll come pick him up tomorrow.
How does he get along with that little foot warmer dog y'all got?
Oh, that little foot good. Warmer dog. Yeah. Yeah, she'll that little one go over and lay down on his back and, you know, paw at his nose when he comes right. over to sniff, you know. So, yeah, they get along. I've got a problem. We've got to watch it. He gets so excited, the big one does, that his foot's half the size of that dog.
I bet it is.
This big one likes chasing a rabbit. And I'll be taking him out here in a little bit. He's been real good. You know, he's used to coming up here. They usually come up once a month anyway. So he gets to be a country dog for a couple of days, and when he leaves, he gets his head stuck out the window, and just you're headed back to be a city dog for a while.
Yeah, I bet he likes being out in the country. Do some roaming, running, man.
Because under the yard in Houston, it's a little small thing. So, he's been real good.
Yeah.
Of course, we hadn't had, I'll put his little collar on him this morning in case he gets rambunctious. But yesterday he watched it. There was a deer that on a full run running in the pasture next door, which is mine, but he still has got a fence between it. And he headed for that fence like a rocket. And of course, same way on a rabbit. But all you do is holler, something like that. And he'll stop, look disappointed, and then walk away. He looked like a horse running across there. He's so long.
He does. They're big, man.
And I tell you, when he's here in the house. Exactly. Well, he's beautiful. He tapers down from that big old chest to that little skinny, deal. But, man, when he eats, it's one big can of food followed by a smaller can. It'd be like having to feed another kid.
Well,
actually, he'd eat more.
Eat more than a little kid. You got that right.
That's right. So.
Well, bow season opens in the morning, so.
Yeah.
And Might be a few hunters out.
But they'll be kind of silent anyway. You won't hear the boom boom.
You won't hear anything. Maybe the thump.
I've seen a big spike 2 days in a row out there that needs to go. I mean, one of them's out there and curves forward and just a blade.
Yeah.
And barely has got a little split on the other one on the left-hand side. Now, there's another mess with. I mean, they're up there about 6 inches, but, he's just a young deer. So
he may be
want to take that one this year.
Yeah, he's too young.
Yeah, and see what he may develop into. But there's a bunch of them with them straight up horns that are never going to get to that 13 inches.
The width, I know.
Yeah. And, it seems like there's more of that bunch up here than there are the ones that go out wide when they.
You know, that'd be the ones they'd want to take out. And,
to kind of change
the genetics a little bit, get some width in these deer, because I hear that all over the state, especially where there's a 13-inch spread thing.
And well.
That's all they have, just.
Well, I did have a picture on my camera the other day, and there was five standing out there at one of the feeders, which is not unusual this time of year because they do run together a lot, up through October. But there was three shooters standing in that without even having to, glass them.
Right.
So maybe they'll hang around and do the breeding that Make needs to be done.
You got that right.
And get after it. So we'll see. I don't know if I'm going to do it. I've kind of put these shots off for about a week or maybe 2 weeks. When I went to the doctor the other day, it wasn't so bad. And it wasn't running down my leg, the pain. So I'm going to see how it does for a couple of weeks before we have to go in and have those shots in my back. Because I'd have to do that before the surgery.
Where do they inject you at?
Right directly in the back. I go to Columbus Hospital, and they Well, they'll knock you out if they want you to, but I've had it done without the knockout stuff, and it's not that bad. It's just uncomfortable.
Yeah.
A little uncomfortable feeling, and you don't have to sit there and wait to get woke up and stay there another, hour or whatever. So. And they're putting in fiber optics out here. They've been out here for a week and a half digging and drilling, trying to miss all the water pipes that nobody knows exactly where they are.
They got machines now. I can find that.
Yeah, well, it'll help the phone service here, because that's the only reason I can't talk. Sometimes it's because of the internet.
Yeah,
you got to have it to have the phone line.
Oh, it was a blessing. They come in with that. Well, one company has cable that runs above ground, on the high line wires. And the other company has fiber optics under the ground. And, boy, it was a game changer out in my neck of the woods.
Well, that's what they were doing here. And they just about, because this is a private road that comes down here about 400 yards off of the main road.
Right.
And there's houses on both sides of it. Not a lot, three or four out here. And they tried to get everybody who would want it or would want it in the future to run everything where they don't have to come out and drill as bad.
Right.
So I showed them where the water lines were. They said, well, we'll be at least 3 feet underground. I think, cool. You probably shouldn't have to worry about breaking any, but I had somebody coming out today to tell me where the well lines are. But I did see a bunch of water down toward the end of the main road last night. So hopefully that's not a bad sign.
you never know, brother.
I turned the water on in both spots, and I still had water, so that's good.
That's a good thing. All right, Bob. Well, hey, man, good talking to you. If somebody wants to give you a call about coming up to Fayette County, give them a number so they can reach out to you, brother.
All right, cell phone's best, 281-460-9200. Y'all have a great weekend.
We're going to do it. You do the same, man. Take
care,
Bob. Talk
to you later.
Thank you. Later. All right, it's time for a break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building
a life. For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Good morning. Welcome back to The Outdoor Show. 436. All right, let's head Matagorda Bay, Matagorda Way, and check in with Captain Tommy Alexander, see what he's up to. Tommy boy, good morning. What's up?
What's up, Mickey?
Not a lot, man.
Not a lot.
Not a lot.
Same here. I thought it was going to get cooler. I was kind of disappointed when I walked outside.
Well, they did say weak front, and it's temperature-wise, it's pretty weak.
Yeah, I guess so. I thought I saw 60s, though, when I looked
yesterday. Well, yeah, north of Houston, you know.
Yeah, I was thinking down here, but I guess not.
No, not on the coast. We've got all this warm water surrounding us.
Well, I guess it's better than 90, but...
It is. It's better than walking out the door and it's 84 or 85 in the morning.
So, yeah.
You know, muggy.
At least the wind looks light.
Yeah, Houston forecast, they're showing, well, tomorrow morning it looks like it'll be the coolest morning at 66. For Houston, 89 for a high, so we'll be back in the 90s next week, low 90s. So it's...
Yeah.
It may be fall, but it doesn't feel like it yet.
No, it's supposed to be north wind, though, for several days. Light north wind.
Yeah, I'll take that.
I mean, the wind looks nice for a while.
Yeah, we'll take it.
Yeah, it should be. It should be good. I mean, I fished today and tomorrow, and then I think I got, I don't know, 3 or 4 days next week. October's pretty busy. I mean, at least starting the second week of October for the rest of the week is, the rest of the month definitely pretty solid. You know, it looks pretty good business wise.
Well, that's good.
This week was, I'd call it up and down for sure. Man, we had a couple good days, but then since I talked to you, we had a day or two that was good. And then I guess it was on Monday, that wind went to cranking.
Yeah,
hard.
It did. It went south and then kind of southwest. And
yeah. And we had the Guides Cup on Tuesday, and it was cranking, you know, right out the gate for that thing. And it was just a bad tournament.
That's what Charlie said it was pitiful. He had just a terrible catch, and he got fifth place, he said, with that. So
yeah, I think I got like seventh, and I had I had such a bad catch, I wouldn't even – it's a video weigh-in, you know, so if you don't bring your fish back. But if it would have been one where you bring your fish back, I wouldn't even have went to weigh-in.
You wouldn't even have showed up.
I wouldn't even have showed up, and I got like seventh.
Well, I've had tournaments like that where I just pull the boat out of the water and go home.
Yeah, and I still got seven. I mean, it was bad. It was. I think somebody told me that it was the lowest weight that's ever won the Guides Cup, and you know that's since 1992.
Right.
So yeah, I mean, a 6-pound red won Big Red.
Wow.
When you ever seen something like that?
That wouldn't even be in the hunt.
Usually, yeah. I remember back, you know, years ago when we fished a guy. If you 6-pound red, you wouldn't even keep it. Like that wouldn't even be one wanted to weigh.
That was a coal fish, man.
Yeah, that was a major coal fish. Same with trout. Our trout, the big trout, was like 4 pounds.
Right.
It was just a bad day. Bad bite, bad everything.
Well.
We caught several trout that were keepers. You know, I mean, we caught a few fish.
Yeah.
We didn't completely zero. I mean, it wasn't like that. But, I mean, as far as size goes, man, it was tough.
What do you got to have for the Guides Cup stringer nowadays?
Three trout, two reds.
Yeah, same. Yeah.
And the trout is a 2-pound minimum. You know, to weigh in, you got to have at least 2 pounds because it's video, you know, it's scale, weigh scale video.
Right.
And it's a 2-pound minimum on the trout and a 4-pound minimum on the red. Well, I mean, we were catching some pretty – I caught a trout that was 18 inches and didn't make 2 pounds.
Boy, he was a snake.
I tried to weigh it. It was 18 inches. I tried to weigh it. It was like a 196. It didn't make it.
Yeah.
Like, man, I caught a couple 17-inchers, too, that didn't make 2 pounds. And then, you know, we finally had one that made it that was 18-something. And but it was like a 2.1. And then our reds, we started catching reds that were like 21, 22-inch reds. You know, they're barely keepers, but wasn't even 4 pounds.
Man.
We had one red that was 23 inches and didn't make 4 pounds.
Boy, them fish are skinny, man.
It just, either that, we thought, well, so they gave us two scales. Each boat had two scales.
Yeah.
And they're the same yellow scales like the legends use.
Right.
Which I personally have had issues with those scales. I don't like them. And anyway, we got two of them. Well, the first one, I caught a red, and it was 23 inches or something, like 23 and a quarter inches. And I was like, oh, yeah, that'll make 4 pounds. We can at least get on the board. And I put my Boga grips on it, and my Boga grip said 4.5, you know, is what it said. And I said, okay. I said, let's do our video. And at least, it was early in the morning. I said, at least let's get it on there. Well, the first scale we pulled up, and it said 1.5 pounds. I was like, what? So I said, grab the other scale. Well, then the other scale, it said 4 pounds or something. It was right at 4 pounds. So anyway, one scale we had never worked at all. We ended up picking up one of the tackle bags, and we picked it up with one scale. The one scale said it weighed 10 pounds, and that other scale said 4. So one scale didn't even work. And then the other scale was 0.5 pound less than my Boga, which my Boga's always been pretty. I've tested it a few times. It's been within pretty close. But anyway, it was always a 0.5 pound less. So it makes me wonder if, like, that 18-inch trout really wasn't over 2 pounds, you know?
Yeah.
But I don't know. It is what it is, but I don't like those too much, those scales. They seem to always – there's always one that weighs heavier than the other ones. And I don't know. But either way, it was a bad day.
Well, I know when I had Trout Masters, we had, like, 5 sets of scales. And we would always take them every month and make sure they're all calibrated and they were all the same.
Yeah.
You know, we'd check them ourselves.
Yeah.
But if we had one or two that were just like a 100th or 2/100ths a little bit off, we'd get it calibrated to the rest of them. So every scale was exactly the same.
Yeah. Well, I fished several tournaments over the last couple of years with those yellow scales.
Yeah.
And we've never in my boat have I ever had the scales stay the same on the same fish. We tried them, and every time every scale is different on the same fish.
Yeah, they gotta come up with something better than that.
Yeah, no. But anyway, it was a bad tournament. I mean, it was, fish catching was way down.
I bet. Well, look at
that. There were several guys. There were several guys that didn't weigh in anything. I heard there were several that, or a few, yeah, that just zero completely.
Wouldn't doubt it.
And then when we broke off, my customer wasn't my line. I don't know what was wrong. I had two different customers that broke off decent fish, but their braid broke. I don't know what happened.
Well, that's unusual. Braid breaking.
I know. Right off the bat, one was throwing a cork in a gulp. We were trying to catch redfish, and he sets the hook. He said, "There he is." And I heard, I seen it peel and drag and pop. It snapped his braid, and the cork came up, and we saw the cork. I mean, it was moving. It was headed to the left, and then it disappeared, and we never saw it again.
Huh.
And then it happened to one of my other guys later on out in the bay. He was fighting a fish. He said, "It's a pretty good one." And then just bam, his braid broke on a jig head. Just nothing. Okay. Don't know what happened.
Well,
just wasn't our day.
Wasn't meant to be.
Wasn't anybody's day, really. I mean, even the people that won didn't think they were going to win. I mean, you know, at least, I know I talked to the second place. Caleb got second place, and I talked to him before we knew who got what. And he said, I didn't do good at all. You know, he said, I had like 15 pounds. And I said, well, that might be good. He said, no, that's not good at all. And then he ended up getting second. So it just was that.
Yeah, it was just one of those days. You know, the weather makes you or breaks you, baby. That's the way it works.
Yep. So that's it. Well, hopefully it'll be better these next four or five days I'm fishing. Should be better weather.
Yeah, anyway. Maybe we get a little wind of here and everybody will start catching consistently. And right. Doing a lot better. All right, Tommy boy. Well, hey, if somebody wants to come down and fish Matagorda, will you give them some info how they can get to you?
Yes, sir. I'm on Facebook under Tommy Alexander. But phone's always the best way. I do text, whatever. 979-709-8242.
All right, buddy. Only way to roll.
Only way.
All right, Tommy. Well, have a good day. Good luck to you. Catch him up.
Right.
See you now. All right. Later. All right. Now let's hop down the coast to South Padre. Let's check in with Captain Brian Barrera this morning. Good morning, Brian. How you doing, buddy?
Good morning, sir. How you doing today?
Oh, I can't complain. It's always good. How you doing?
You know me. Getting up, moving around, getting ready to go do some fishing.
That's it.
Yes, sir. I actually... kind of a pretty day. Well, it's supposed to be kind of a pretty day, pretty calm out there. So just a little bit of wind, although it's kind of out of the north. We got a north wind this morning.
Yeah, I was looking all up.
Starting off real low, but.
From me to you, I think it showed 2 while ago down your way out of the north and 5 to 2 everywhere. So it looks good, man.
We're going to run it. See what happens.
Yes,
sir. See if we can get a hold of some tarpon. It's been, I think since I talked to you, it's just been a rainy, rough week of weather. I believe it was, it's one of those things where it says, 1 to 2s on the on the app as far as waves go, wave height, and then you get out there and it's like 3s, a little bit bigger. And so you really can't do it. So I've been doing a lot of, I did a lot of snook fishing last week, a lot of juvenile tarpon fishing in the backwaters last week, and a lot of big mangrove snapper. Well, and we got lucky that we got hit with some rain, it's been raining a lot, so those snook have been real fired up and eating a lot of top waters, a lot of fish in the 30 to 35 inch range.
Oh, perfect.
Even one that was 35 and a half inches on the top water.
Nice.
Which was great. Yep. Lots of like regular size snook, 24 to 25 inches type fish. And we've been putting the hammer down on some really big mangroves also, 6-7 pounders. I think the other day we went and had 15. And out of the 15 mangroves, I think 5 of them were 6-7 pounds.
Ooh, sweet. Those are nice.
Yeah.
What are you crushing those on?
Mostly topwaters, but... Yeah. If my clients like really trying to take a bunch of them home or a few of them home to eat, we'll throw some live baits at them, like some little live mullet or something like that. Because they just eat that when they see the live bait, they just eat it.
Yeah, a lot of fish do that. Live baits
it makes it a little bit simpler. A wise one once told me it's easier to feed them than it is to fool them.
That's true.
Although there's nothing quite like getting that topwater explosion.
No, but, there's not.
But they ferociously attack a live mullet on the surface. There's nothing quite like watching an angry 7-pound mangrove snapper just destroy a 5-inch mullet on the surface. They come up and hit it on the way back in. Like they go past it, swirl back on it, and eat it on the way back into the structure. So, boy, you better be ready, you know?
And grabbing that bait and heading for cover, man.
Oh, yeah, we've been popping off. I mean, I've been nothing less than 40-pound leader unless you just want to get your heart broken all day.
Yeah.
So, yeah, we've been using 40-pound leader, 50-pound leader in some of the real fishy spots,
Mm-hmm. Well, you have to.
If we're going to some spots by structure where I know for a fact that we're about to get blasted, I go with the rod that's got the 50-pound on it. If I'm just checking out a spot, seeing if there's fish there, trying to coax them in, I'll do the 40-pound.
Oh, my buddies rib me all the time because I throw 30 and 40-pound leader. but I never have any issues. Man, you're not worried about the fish seeing that? I said, man, if they're not looking for line, they're looking at your lure. If you're working it right, they don't care about the size of that line. Plus, I can get more buoyant with a heavier leader, too. I don't get as fast a sink rate, you know?
Yep, if it's fluorocarbon, it'll disappear fairly well under the water. I'm throwing all fluorocarbon leader. It's more expensive, you know, than just having a big old spool of mono sitting there, but it helps my clients out, and every fish counts, every little bit counts when I'm going for these real picky ones like tarpon. When I used to go for redfish, I'd just put a big old $2 spool of that Moy's old school offshore fishing line or whatever, you know, and I would just use that for my leader line because, boy, the redfish, they don't care.
No.
But when I'm trying to get the big tarpon and the snook, I try not to cheap out. I try to get the little bit better stuff because on a really good day, it doesn't matter. You catch them, whatever. But on the really slow days when your guy's really just trying to catch that bucketless snook and it's not happening, you need one, that extra dollar or two you spend might just help you, you know? So
sure. It only costs a little more to go first class, man, just a little more.
Yep, yep. Although there's nothing like that nice $2 fluorocarbon leader you freshly tied on for your client, and he sticks it in the rock on the first cast, got to retie everything, but that's all right.
That's the game. All right,
but it's been pretty good fishing. You know, I've talked to my friends that are on the flats, and they seem to be whacking a bunch of trout and stuff like that. And I mean, there's still some people using croaker down here. I'm not sure how long that goes on for, but my friends, my buddies have kind of transitioned over to throwing popping corks and DOA shrimp and jig heads and stuff already with these small little cold fronts. Like, my friends are just begging and waiting for a little cold front to come in so they can start just bombing lures away, you know? So,
well, we're the same way up here. We're waiting on those cold fronts. It'd be nice to get one with a, you know, at least 15-degree drop anyway. It'd be sweet.
Boy, I used to say this is the best time and my favorite time of the year because the weather's a little bit cool. I can catch tarpon and I can watch the Dallas Cowboys at the same exact time. But shoot, I'm thinking about just working on Sundays now, man.
Well,
it's been a little bit tough this year for my Cowboys.
It's been tough for Texas teams this year, man. Looking a little grim for playoffs. Even talking about football or baseball, the Mariners thought of that.
Yep, I'll stay faithful.
The Rangers and Astros will be, no fall.
My gosh, I was talking to my client about the Astros yesterday. It looks like they fell off last minute there. It sucks.
It does. I can't believe we stayed in contention as long as we did with all the injuries. Set a major league record for the most players injured on a roster ever. That's crazy.
There's going to be a lot of fish caught on Sundays this winter, it looks like no playoffs happening.
Heck with them football games.
Dang it.
Oh, well.
The fish population is going to go down when all the teams in Texas don't make the playoffs.
That's it. All right, Brian. Well, hey, buddy, somebody wants to come down and fish, will you give them some info how they can reach you down there?
Sure. Give me a call. I'm booking right now. I've got a couple of cancellations actually for December in the first week. I got a few days available. Those are the last days of the year. And then I'm booking for January, February, March right now. A lot of open days. Give me a call, 956-755-9413, or check out the website, inshorefishingsouthpadre.com.
You got it, man. Brian, have a good weekend. Catch them up, buddy. See you, man.
Thank you, sir.
Thank you. All right. Later. All right. It's time for our top of the hour break. You're listening to The Outdoor Show here at Sports Radio 610. We'll be right back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
I need a job with a steady paycheck.
I need a job that offers health care on day one for me and my kids.
I want a job where I can get certified in technical roles, like robotics or software engineering.
In communities across the country, hourly Amazon employees earn an average of over $23 an hour, with opportunities to grow their skills and their paycheck by enrolling in free skills training programs and apprenticeships. Learn more at aboutamazon.com.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Houston, when the game's on the line, you trust the Texans to deliver. When your life's on the line after an accident, trust the official personal injury attorney of the Houston Texans, Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Insurance companies have a game plan, and so do we. We fight for your rights, your recovery, and your results. After an accident, before you call the insurance company, call Sheriff Injury Law Firm. Sheriff Injury Law Firm, proud partner of the Houston Texans. Houston's choice for real, relentless results. Go to www.callthesheriff.com.